Remember normal? When did being normal get canceled? Normal, by the way, is my gender identity. Misgender me at your peril. What makes me normal? Well, I'm in a monogamous marriage, and I intend to stick with it until death do us part. I'm a proud husbosexual. That means I'm only attracted to men who identify as my husband. We have 5 children. Each of them remains the sex they were born. The only flag we fly has 50 stars and 13 stripes. We are trying our best to instill Judeo-Christian American values in our kids. You know, stuff like every human being is created in the image of God, personal responsibility, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We hope they marry young and produce a lot of grandchildren for us to dandle on our knees one day. Trigger warning, I also stayed home to raise my babies. Compared to most women my age, all this makes me a radical, an extremist, or as I call myself, a domestic extremist. The funny thing is, I am not classically domestic. I bake with Duncan Hines, and I loathe doing laundry. I have never crocheted anything, darned a sock, or touched a loom. I have never practiced animal husbandry. It's too late for me to learn how to milk goats. You're welcome, goats. In fact, I spent my entire life in big cities, where tending the plants is something the gardener does. For better or worse, I was raised as a fairly spoiled, totally secular, suburban American princess. In short, I was once just like most of you, unhappy, trying to convince myself I wasn't. Then fate intervened, and I met a great guy, just in time. And I realized something my grandmother took for granted. A woman's most meaningful calling in life is to be a wife and mother. This is coming to you from someone who had a 6-figure job at a major entertainment company and gave it up so I could stay home with my baby. Becoming extremely domestic saved me. And domestic extremism can also save you and your family and the country and indeed our entire civilization from our collective nosedive. Wait a second. Am I saying women shouldn't pursue careers? No. When it comes to a career, I'm pro-choice. I'm simply saying that being a wife and mother is job one. Because America is in free fall, and everyone knows it. Just look around. The consequences are all around us. Young people are unable to form meaningful relationships, raise children, and otherwise perpetuate the species. Loneliness, depression, drug abuse, and generalized despair have taken hold. The hour grows late. We are facing an extinction-level event, as in, there soon won't be enough of us. How did we get here? There are many reasons, of course, but I'm going to point my finger at one. It's not open borders, cancel culture, or unbridled wokeness, though they certainly haven't helped. Instead, it is feminism and all its empty promises that has nearly erased the point and purpose of being female. And when you do that, things tend to go sideways. The endless cries for more girl power and female empowerment have led directly to the creation of today's dystopia. Even worse, these fanatics had a 50-year head start. We must therefore take the culture fight to them if we hope to reclaim our country, our children, and our true power as American women. We need to woman up. We need to lean in to the very essence of our being, to commit to a lifestyle that is not always the easiest choice, a lifestyle that may bring you little social media glory and will make you a pariah in certain zip codes. We need more women to choose domestic extremism, to become more domestic, in other words. Becoming a domestic extremist is so simple that you can start today. All you have to do is to choose to live again in a way that within recent memory was considered normal. Never forget this truth. We didn't become the extremists. They did. And if you choose to remain child-free because, you know, kids pollute the planet and keep you from going to the Taylor Swift concert, that's okay with me. To paraphrase Napoleon, never interrupt a cat owner when she is making a mistake. Leave the homemaking to us. While they're demanding gender equity, TikToking about how great it is to be 29 without any commitments, and complaining that marriage is indentured servitude, we'll be making babies, raising responsible adults, and dreaming of all the people who will call us grandma one day. Be fruitful, husbands and wives, and multiply. That's how we win. I'm Peachy Keenan, author of Domestic Extremist for Prager University. If this video helped to clarify your thinking, please consider making a $5 donation at prageru.com.